The text assigned for this day has a title, Darkness and Light. Darkness is the nihil, the nothing, the contrast to being. Darkness is the realm of death in contrast to light. Darkness is the state of the unrepentant sinner. Darkness is his ultimate destiny of unspeakable pain and gnashing of teeth. We read, in the beginning, God made heaven and earth, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And we read about Christ, in him was light, and the light was the light of man. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We read, God alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. Light is light. God alone is a source of light and life. In him there is no darkness at all. This is the message and the promise. The promise of the incarnation of the Son of God, which our text brings us. Accordingly, the Apostle John tells us in our text that this message and promise has implications for us. With the help of the Holy Spirit guiding, let us look at this. In his time, the Apostle John had the Nicolaitans in mind. Today we would call them antinomians, those who believe that the law is irrelevant to their life. Both ancient and modern heresies have promoted this error that we can live as we please, that people can write their own agenda for life, that we can be liberated from the discipline of discipleship. But that is simply not so. To live in such a lifestyle is to wander in darkness. And that means we can have no fellowship with God, who has no darkness at all about him, nor can we have genuine fellowship with one another. St. Augustine's comment on this critique is to the point. God is light and sin is darkness, and it is impossible to be living in sin or compromising with it, and at the same time to be enjoying fellowship with God. Discipleship was always expected of anyone whom God elected for fellowship, and discipleship meant discipline. We read, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Can a Christian live his life in the presence of God and also enjoy his faith for sin? We read that Adam and Eve tried that calamitous extent in the Garden of Eden. To imitate them means to deceive ourselves, according to the Apostle John. And when we do not do the truth, we do not walk in the light of God's light as we are intended to do. Walking in the light is to be in fellowship with God, we read. Even when we sin in the weakness of our flesh, because the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. And that is our comfort while we are in the discipline of our discipleship. The other heresy on the mind of the apostle is the false notion that Christians are perfect people who can fulfill in their lives all that God has commanded. We call it Christian perfectionism today. The apostle tells us that Christian perfectionism is a delusion. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We suppress our consciences when we talk that way, because sin does endure in all of us. And if we raise our claim and say, not only do we not have sin, but we also do not commit sin, then we may make God a liar. And his word is not in us because we reject what we have said about us regarding this point. The fact is that Christians are forgiven sinners. They need God's forgiveness in every moment, just as they need the gift of life every moment. Without forgiveness, we have no life. We sit in darkness, and the consequences of sitting in darkness will come upon us. So the Apostle John exhorts his readers not to sin. But he continues, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the expiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And that is the reason why Jesus spoke the way he did. I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. And while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light. We pray that we may be given the power to do this. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is wise and sing that forbear.